Hawk Matheny. I serve as the New England Regional Director with the Appalachian Trail Conservancy. Our office is in White River Junction, Vermont, 05001. I did speak the other night in Lincoln, but I thought I'd speak to you all here this afternoon and let you know what our comments were to DOE, or at least try and summarize them a bit, since the AT has been mentioned a couple times this afternoon. We work in cooperation with federal and state agencies and 31 trail clubs in the maintenance, management, and protection of the Appalachian Trail. The trail is a 2,181-mile national scenic trail that runs from Georgia to Maine, as designated by Congress in the 1968 National Scenic Trails Act. Here in New Hampshire, the trail runs from about 160 miles from Hanover to Gorham and passes through towns on this side of the state of Hanover, Lyme, Orford, Piermont, Warren, Benton, Woodstock, Easton, Lincoln, and Franconia. Regrettably, it doesn't pass through Haverhill, but nearby towns. Because the trail runs in a more or less southwest to northeast alignment across the state, and Northern Pass has been proposed to run almost due south from the north, it would have to cross the Appalachian Trail. You can't avoid it unless they built 1,000-foot high towers or something up above it. So we are concerned about the impact this project would have on the AT and the experience it provides to the many thousands of visitors who use the trail here in New Hampshire. Specifically, we had asked DOE to address the physical impacts of the crossing itself, just the disturbance to the land base and the soil and the natural resources, along with the experiential impact of hiking under a large transmission line. And equally important, we're concerned about the viewshed impacts that this transmission line would have from many of the surrounding peaks here through this side of the state, specifically from Smarts Mountain, Mount Cube, Mount Moosalock, South Kinsman, North Kinsman, Mount Liberty, Little Haystack, Lincoln, Lafayette, and Mount Garfield. One thing that's not realized by everyone is, although the trail is technically only 24 inches wide, there is a 1,000-foot wide land base that protects the AT and the experience that people have on it, approximately 500 feet either side of the treadway. And that land is managed by the federal government. And here in New Hampshire, the land was transferred from the National Park Service to the White Mountain National Forest. So even in the alternate route, where the route is avoiding the proclamation boundary of the White Mountain National Forest, it would cross the AT and this 1,000-foot wide strip. So the special use permit is still required, and it's also required that the full EIS is done as if it was done on interior National Forest land. Point of clarification. I just want to let you all know we were here, we're engaged. If anybody has any questions about our involvement or impacts on the Appalachian Trail, I'd be happy to take those questions when we wrap up. Thank you.